O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Zephaniah 3, verses 14 through 20. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Prepare Him Room by Rebecca Elliott and Dave Fournier. The brisk six pattern establishes a sense of urgency. The bold solo voice on the verses gives way to ethereal harmonies on the chorus as the singers welcome the King of Glory. Despite the frenetic patterns of our day-to-day lives, we can make time to prepare our hearts for Christ's arrival.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at the time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. How does God really feel about you? That can be a scary question for us to consider, since the Bible affirms over and over again that God is all-knowing and that he searches the heart. As Jeremiah 17:10 affirms, I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. Our God knows you inside and out. So again, how does he really feel about you? Well, according to this passage, he's crazy about you. Not only has our God in Christ saved us from sin and death and brought us into his kingdom, and that would certainly be enough, but we're also told in verse 17 that he rejoices over us with gladness, that he quiets us with his love, and exults over us with loud singing. Do you believe that? Have you internalized the deep, deep love that Jesus has for you? Well, in these next few moments, I would encourage you to reflect, meditate on the incredible love of our God, its amazing breadth and length and height and depth. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O Lord Jesus Christ, you sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation. Grant that the ministers and stewards of your mysteries may likewise make ready your way by turning the hearts of the disobedient toward the wisdom of the just, that at your second coming to judge the world, we may be found a people acceptable in your sight. For with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen.